Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, July 23rd, 1953, and the title is Hondo Boys. Hope you guys enjoy.
Adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Hondo Boys. Names of the bad men of the Old Southwest are legion, but none struck more terror into the hearts of the people than those of the Hondo Boys, Ben and Smokey. These two killers rode their territory at the head of their gang, and woe to any and all who crossed them. As our story opens, it is just after dark in the town of Mesa. The night is warm, but no one is sitting out of doors because the word has spread that the Hondo Boys are riding into town. And presently...
We gonna burn that jailhouse, Ben?
You're tootin' right we're gonna burn it, Smokey, after we get Joe and Maddie out. I'll teach that blasted sheriff that my boys ain't to be arrested.
I hear all Joe and Maddie done was to shoot up the cafe because they didn't get waited on fast enough.
When I get done with that sheriff, he won't never arrest anybody else. Hey, there's lights on in a couple of them houses. Let them have it right through the windows. Get them lights out in there.
There they go.
Now that other house. Open up, boy. Put out them lights, you measly pack rats. Come on, put them out or you get your windpipe slit.
I have a mind to slit them anyway.
No, we ain't got time for that, Smokey. There go the lights.
All the rest of the way down the street, too. Guess everybody heard you, Ben.
I meant they should. Come on, let's get to that jail. Get up.
Hey, get up.
Come on, deputy, bar that door.
Yep.
Have that shotgun ready. If I say the word, let him have it. Better edge behind that door into the cell block, deputy. It'll give you some protection. I'll get over behind that desk. Terry, great Scott, what are you doing here? I told you to go home 5 minutes ago.
I wanted to stay here, Dad. Maybe I can help you and the deputy. I ain't as scared of the Hondo boys.
Well, that's the proper spirit, son. But this ain't any place for a 15-year-old boy. Yeah, blast it. Get into that inner office, Jerry. And if them hombres break in, go out the window and run for it.
I ain't afraid of them, and I can handle a rifle too, Dad.
Do as I say and don't argue. Quick.
Oh, all right.
We'll come after them boys along, Sheriff.
Might as well go back, Ben. You ain't going to get them.
We sure are going to get them, and you too. Bring up that sled, boys. Smash in that door.
There'll be bullets coming through that door, Ben.
Here, give me that sled.
All right, deputy. Pour at them. So help me, you ain't coming in.
Give it back to them, boys.
Oh, they got the sheriff.
Deputy. Oh, they got him.
Dad, come with me. You can't hold out against the pack of them.
Come on, boys.
Oh, there's the sheriff.
Gun him down.
Oh, you coyotes.
Dad.
Get out the window, son. Get out. Quick.
Who's that?
That's the sheriff's kid.
I'll show you who I am. Shoot my dad, will you? I'll show you.
Well, a little devil, grab that kid.
No, you ain't getting me. But I'm getting you, Bob Hondo, before I'm through.
I went out through that window. Smokey, go after him. I want that kid caught.
Yeah. Hey, Red Eye, come on.
The rest of you, I'm raised to the jail. Let Joe and Maddie loose, then set her afire. Me, I'm staying here to finish off the sheriff.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I ain't waiting.
Pancho not get a siesta today, Cisco. Pancho think Pancho roll up in Pancho's blankets.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, amigo.
Uh-huh.
I think I will do the same. I'm sleepy too.
This is a quiet country, Cisco.
It does seem to be, Pancho. But I know very little about the country.
Si.
Far removed from our own territory.
Tomorrow we ride on, no?
Si. The capitan of the state troopers has sent for us, amigo.
What do you want, Cisco? What do you want, huh?
Well, I'm not sure. But I think he may ask us to do some tracking for him.
And track the antelope?
No. Not the antelope, Pancho. The bandidos.
What bandidos?
Oh, there's a very bad gang of bandidos run by the Ando boys in this part of the country, Pancho.
Oh?
I know nothing of them except what I have heard.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that the state trooper capitan wants us to track the Ando boys.
Yeah, we track the Ando boys. And these hombres right past just as we made the camp. They're not the Andro boys, huh?
Oh, I would say they were people from the town.
They look us over very close, Cisco.
Let us go to sleep, Pancho.
Yeah, let us go to sleep, Pancho. Cisco, ride a comb.
I hear him.
Uh-huh.
Coming fast, too, and right this way.
Very fast.
Get up, Pancho. We better be ready for whatever may happen.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho, get up.
I won't be riding that fast at this time of night unless the urn was important.
Oh, boy! You're the Cisco Kid, ain't you, mister?
Si, that is what I'm called.
I heard you was camped out here. I'm Jerry Newsom. My dad's the sheriff, and the Hondo boys just shot him down. He'd arrested a couple of the gang.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that, Nino.
Smokey Hondo's after me now. Here he comes now. I thought you might help me.
Pancho, hand me my gun belt.
Si, Cisco. Pancho gets his own gun belt, too.
Did you say Smokey Hondo?
Yeah, he's a killer, like Ben.
Here's Cisco's gun belt, Cisco.
Gracias, Pancho. Let us move out of the circle of this firelight.
Watch him, Cisco. He's worse than Ben.
Hombre, I do not like your looks.
What's that?
Nor do I like the way you rode into our camp. Vamos.
No, you don't, huh? You got any idea who you're talking to?
Makes no difference who I am talking to. I said vamos, and that is what I meant.
Come here, Red Eye. We got work to do.
Sure thing, Smokey.
We're taking that kid with us, see? After we gun you down.
Suffering snakes! What a draw!
That bullet merely flicked the butt of your gun, Hondo. The next one will come closer.
Buzzard, I dare you to fight with your fist.
I am waiting.
Come on, Red Eye.
Madre mía, and Pancho say this is a very quiet place.
Pancho, let me take your gun. Mine's out of ammunition.
No, Nino.
I'm going to kill them, Hondo.
No, Santo. Not be so thirsty the blood, Nino. Cisco set it for them.
Cisco will do his best, Pancho. They're good fighters, though. You'll find out how good we are.
You find out how good Cisco fight, too, hombre.
Pull your knife, Red Eye. No, you do not. I do not like knives.
One hombre otro, no?
Get smoked, Cisco. Kill him.
Watch when I do not kill people, young senor, so you will have to be satisfied with this.
All over now.
Now, you hombres, get on your horses and get out of here.
All right. We'll go. Come on, Red Eye. But when Ben finds out about this, he'll sure wish you was dead. Come on.
You should have killed them both, Cisco. If I'd had the ammunition...
But you did not, I'm glad to say. Where do you live, young one?
With my dad and my grandfather. Well, just with my grandfather now.
See, we understand, Chico. We are very sorry. Come, we will take you home to your grandfather.
Get him, Ben. Thought you'd still be in town watching that jail burn.
No point in hanging around to see that so we come back here to camp. What happened about that kid? I thought I told you to get him.
I'll tell you what happened, Ben. Red Eye and me run into the Cisco Kid.
Cisco Kid? Is he around here?
He sure is. Camped along the river by the three sycamores. That boy must have known where Cisco's camp was because he rode straight to it.
By the looks of your face, you sure did run into the Cisco Kid. Looks more like you'd run into a locomotive. Why didn't you gun him down?
You try it, Ben.
What do you mean?
I started to draw on him, and a bullet comes slamming into my gun butt and most took my hand off.
What?
That Cisco hombre is faster on the draw than anybody I ever seen.
Well, we'll see about that. Saddle up, boys. We're paying a call on the Cisco Kid.
You better run on to bed, Sherry. I'll come in and see you later.
Gramps, I can't sleep if I do go to bed. Not after...
I know, son, but try.
Well, there's four of us here. That's enough. Why can't we go out to Hondo's camp and gun down them rattlers? That's what I want to do, gun them down.
Your grandfather has already told you, Senor Jerry, that he has telegraphed to the state troopers.
This is for them to handle, Jerry. I know how you feel, boy, but your father'd want us to do this legal. Now go to bed.
Well, all right. Night, Cisco, Pancho.
Buenas noches, Nina.
Night.
Boy, it takes it hard, mighty hard. Of course, it's a blow to me, too, Cisco, losing my own son.
Of course, Senor Lucem.
But sheriffs don't last long round here if they cross the Hondos. I could see it coming.
How soon do you think the troopers will arrive, Senor?
Oh, if they start right out, they'd ought to make it by daylight, Cisco.
We stay up all night and wait for them, Cisco?
Perhaps Senor Newsom would like us to stay here in case those hombres should come after Jerry.
And why they come after him, Cisco?
Because them Hondos are devils, Pancho.
Oh?
Once they get one member of a family, they seem to feel they got to wipe out the rest of the family, too.
Uh-huh.
That's for the deviltry of it.
I see.
It's happened more than once.
What that noise?
Sound like a window going up.
Came from Jerry's room, too. I'd better see. Jerry! By thunder, he ain't here.
Get up, boy! Get up!
His rifle and ammunition belt's gone, too. That boy's gone off to the Hondo, Cisco.
Santos, that boy's a hothead. We must stop him if we can.
How we do this, Cisco?
We must ride after him, Pancho.
Huh? Hurry, Cisco. Jerry will ride right out there and get killed.
See, I'm afraid he will, Senor. I should have known. The boy did not unsaddle his horse when we rode in. Saint Rusin, you stay here. Pancho and I will go after him.
See, Pancho ready, Cisco.
Bueno, come, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
We must lose no time or that boy will be shot down just the way his father was.
It is certain that Jerry Newsom will be shot down if he attempts reprisal against the Hondos. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Hondo Boys. Wild with rage at Ben Hondo for shooting down his father, the sheriff, young Jerry Newsom suddenly started out at night for the Hondo Boys' camp. Hearing Jerry ride away, Cisco and Pancho rushed out of the house to give chase and stop the boy before he got himself killed. Meanwhile, Ben Hondo, with his gang, is just arriving at Cisco's camp.
Oh, boy.
Well, Smokey, where's Cisco?
How do I know where he is? Probably rode into Mesa with the Newsom kid.
Campfire, Dad, but he ain't broke camp yet. Some of their gear is still around. We'll wait right here till he gets back.
Suits me. Hey, a couple of you hombres build up this fire.
No, wait. Cisco ain't gonna ride in here if he sees a fire burning. Never mind the fire. Red Eye, you and Slim stand guard in the river trail.
All right, Ben.
Eddie and Finch cover the trail above. Cisco's got to come in along one or the other. Gun whip him when he does.
Yeah.
The rest of you hombres, make sure he can get out of sight quick. Enough starlight so Cisco can see pretty well ahead. Now we'll see how Cisco will like what he's going to get.
Oh, loco,
slow down. We'll not ride on, Cisco.
Well, there is no point in going on, amigo. It's just too dark to trail, Senor Jerry.
Right on to the bandido's camp, no?
We do not know where the camp is, Pancho.
Yeah, we find it.
I should have got the directions from Senor Newsom, but we left in too much of a hurry.
What we do, Cisco, not stay here. We go back to Senor Newsom's, no?
See, we had better do that, Chico.
Uh-huh.
But since we are close to our camp, let us go there, get our belongings, and then ride back to Senor Lucens.
Si, Cisco.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Up, Logo, come now. Come on now, go.
I hope that Nino is all right.
Pancho, hope you're all right, too, but we not know this.
No, we will not know until the boy comes back to his house or until someone brings word of him. Yeah, what's the matter, Diablo?
Loco not like something, too. Tell Pancho what you not like. Tell Pancho. What you not like, Loco? What you not like?
Ears are slanted forward right along the trail ahead, Pancho.
Mm.
I think we will leave this trail and get up on the other trail. This way, Diablo. Come on.
This way, Loco. Come on.
Maybe nothing to worry about, but we must take no chances. Oh, Diablo.
Loco now. Pancho, say hello.
Leave the horses here, Pancho. Go the other trail on foot.
Cisco, on foot.
Follow me, Pancho, along the trail. Make no noise.
No noise, Pancho.
There's our camp just ahead of us, amigo. Everything seems to be all right there.
Everything ain't all right, hombre.
Santa, look out, Cisco.
Try this gun, but... Now, you fatty.
No.
You get him, boys?
Sure did, Ben.
I'll bring him in.
You can build up that fire a little so we can get a good look at these hombres.
There's Cisco, Ben. Now go back after the other one.
Come on, get that fire going. That's better, that kindling will catch.
You and that carry Pancho, hombres.
Shut up or we'll clip you again.
So this is the great Cisco Kid, huh?
You watch him, Ben, he's coming too. I'll take them guns of his.
Oh, Pancho. When our horses whinny like that, I... What is this?
Let Pancho go.
Here's the other one, Ben.
Not dumb Pancho like a meal sack.
Get his guns too, Smokey. As for you, Cisco, you're kind of groggy, huh? Well, you're gonna be groggy in just a second. Stand up here.
Un momento, hombre. I do not like to be...
You hit Cisco like that when Cisco not quite come to, hombre. Pancho go after...
You stay right there on the ground, and when I get through with you two, somebody's shooting at us. Get out of that firelight, Smokey.
Sounds like more just one to me, Ben. We better get out of here. Look, it's your whole pack of them.
Hey, Ben, over this way.
Come on, Smokey. We'll come back after Cisco later. Looks like we got a posse to fight. Get up.
Right, boys.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho been kicked by three mules.
Oh, I feel the same way, amigo. But those hombres have gone.
Pancho dream he hear shooting, Cisco.
Yeah, you did hear shooting, Pancho. I heard it too from a great distance. Let's get to our feet.
Let's get on the feet.
Madre mía, my head. That big hombre hits the hardest blow I've ever felt.
They come back, Cisco. We not got our guns.
This is one rider, Pancho. Just the same. Let us be on guard. Senor Newsom.
That's right, Cisco. Hey, did you find Jerry?
I'm sorry to say we did not, senor. We did not know where the camp of the Andos was. So... Santo!
What, Cisco?
The shooting we heard. It might have been young Jerry. And if those hombres capture him, quick, senor, where is the camp of the Andos?
Just follow right along the river, Cisco, and you'll come to it a couple of miles further on.
Do you want to come with us?
Gosh, I'd sure like to go. But somebody's got to guide them troopers out to the Hondo's camp when they get here.
And that is the thing for you to do, senor. Now, those bandidos did not take our horses as well as our guns.
Horses not come into this camp, Cisco, the last trip.
Well, we will see. Madre mía, I cannot whistle for Diablo. That hombre's punch split my lips.
Pancho, try. Pancho, not good ever whistle, Cisco.
Well, maybe I can help you, Cisco.
See, you whistle, I will call.
All right.
Diablo!
Logo!
Bueno, that did it. Those coyotes did not bother our horses.
I know you'll do your best to find Jerry, Cisco.
Si, senor, we will.
Cisco, find an inyo, senor.
Here, you'd better take along one of my six guns.
Gracias. May come in very handy. Wish us luck, senor. We will need a lot of it. Up, Diablo, car!
Oh, Logo, fast, need a lot of luck. Now, up now.
One of you hombres, get back by the Royer's guard.
I will, Ben.
Smokey, bring this young whelp into the house.
Come on, get down off that horse, kid. And it won't do you no good to try to fight. Not with your hands tied.
Slim, tend to these horses. Rest of you come in the house.
You might as well kill me, Ben. If you don't, I'll get you sooner or later.
Yeah, that's my idea. Why waste time with the brat, Ben?
I'll do this my own way, see?
Yank him in here.
Get going, Brad.
Skunk, Smoky.
Call me a skunk, will you? Oh. Now lay down in that corner and I'll help you lay down.
Tomorrow we'll take this kid back to his house.
You gonna let me go?
And we'll shoot him down in front of his grandfather. Then we'll get the old man, too. Now, come on, boys. Drop your chairs. I feel like playing some poker.
This is far enough, Pancho. Can we leave our horses? Oh, they have a hole.
Oh, logo, holo. We need the bandidos' camp, Cisco.
Si. We rode over that last ridge. I saw lights in that cabin ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That must be the bandidos' cabin. Now follow me in quietly.
Si, Cisco. You can't be quiet like the little mouse. You only got one gun for two, Cisco.
Si. It'll be enough if... Wait, Pancho, wait.
What?
Nombre on guard by the arroyo.
Oh.
I saw him just in time.
We rush him, Cisco.
No.
We
are too near the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
The noise will be heard.
Si.
You wait here, Pancho, until I call you.
Si, Cisco.
What?
Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
I have a gun for you.
Bueno, Cisco.
Here, take it.
Gracias.
Now, let us look things over for a moment. I see no other hombres around. Let us keep under the cabin.
No water for you, Squirt. I hope you choke.
At least we know Jerry is still alive.
See, Cisco. We're almost to the house now.
See, they left the door open for the cool air. Wait here, Pancho. Come when I call you.
What you do now, Cisco?
You will see. Wait here.
Somebody, please give me a drink of water.
Do not move, anyone.
Cisco, huh?
See, get your hands up. All of you. Get your hands up, I said. Higher.
I ain't taking this from nobody.
The next bullet will not just knock the gun from your hand. Pancho!
Si, Cisco.
Take your knife and cut the ropes from the boy's arms.
Si.
How do you like what's happening now, you dirty scum?
Then, Nino. Now you free.
Give me a gun. I'll fix him. I'm getting Ben and Smokey first.
Stand back, Jerry.
Huh?
I said stand back. We'll have no murder here. You hombres, lie on the floor. Face down. Quickly. I mean what I say. Get down on the floor. Get the guns, Pancho. I got them covered.
Si. Pancho like to do this.
Jerry, go outside and see who's coming.
Yes, many horses, Cisco. Pancho got all the hombres' guns, Cisco.
Bueno.
Hey, it's the trooper, Cisco. And Grabs is with him. Hey, Grabs!
All right, you hombres, get up now.
You have done quite a job, ain't you, Cisco? But you ain't taking me in. Not while I can knock over this lamp.
Cisco, the big hombre, get away!
We'll see whether he does or not.
Hustle!
Hey, you will not get far, Hondo!
Hey, somebody grab Ben. Here, Cisco, some help.
I do not need any help, senor. He's somebody I can handle by myself.
I'll beat your ragged, Cisco.
Aha! That remains to be seen. You hit hard, but not quite hard enough.
Hit him in the stomach, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho!
Now hit the hombre on the jaw.
As you wish, Pancho.
Now again in the stomach.
See? Si.
And now two times in the jaw.
There is one, and there is the other.
The hombre go down and bounce, Cisco. Pancho tells you how to make the fight. And Cisco fight like Pancho say. One bang, two bang, three boom. No more hombre, no?
Si, Pancho. Your instructions were a big help.
It was mighty nice going, boys. Mighty nice. Rounded up the whole blasted Hondo gang. And the state troopers are right here to take them in. And
Pancho think we go now, huh?
Si, un momento, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco, most forgot my manners. That there's Captain Edson of the state troopers.
See, I'll be glad to meet Captain Edson, and I would shake hands now if he were not so busy putting these coyotes into custody. I hope he will understand.
Oh, he'll understand all right, Cisco. And he'll probably want to thank you after he gets this here bunch started on the way to prison.
He does not need to thank us, senor. It was he, Pancho, and I were on our way to sea. One should not look for thanks when they have merely done their duty in trying to uphold the law and seeing that criminals are brought to justice.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho think those Ando boys are very bad boys.
Si, amigo, they are. But they will never trouble anyone else.
Ben Hombre remind Pancho of Pancho's cousin in the law, Porfirio.
Ben Hondo remind you of Porfirio?
Si, Cisco. When Cisco get through with Ben Hondo, he got a bad headache. And the last time Pancho see Porfirio, he got a bad headache, too.
Well, that is too bad. How did Porfirio get his headache?
Porfirio get his headache because his wooden leg pained him.
Now, wait a minute, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
In the first place, Porfirio's wooden leg could not pain him.
Not pain him.
And in the second place, even if it did, it could not cause his head to ache.
Yes, Cisco. Porfirio got a headache because a wooden leg pained him.
Oh, come now, Pancho. How could he get a headache because his wooden leg pained him?
His wife hit him over the head with it.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.